in Simen, Yud Simen Lamed Ches, Sif Yud Aleph. Layachle Tfilin Bifnei Rabbi. One should not take off his Tfilin Bifnei Rabbi in front of his Rebbe. This means a Rabbi Muvik, that Rav Chochmosei Mimenu. And the reason is, this is a Zilzul Bekvoidoi, because when he takes off the Tfilin, his head is uncovered. So this is a zilzul bekvoid rabbi, that he should go with an uncovered head in front of the Rebbe. If he covers, that means if it is, the Mishnah Berurah says, brings in the Prima Godim, what if his talus covers the head or the kapel covers his head, and therefore his head is not uncovered and it's mutter. Layach letzvon bivnei rabbi, ela yifne letzad acher, Mibnei Amos. That means there's an Indian of Yire, of Rabbi Movik, so Mamela, he should not uncover his head in front of the Rebbe. The Yachlet Shalei Befonov. So therefore, he should take off the Tfilin Shalei Befonov. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Bibnei Rabbi Hainai Rabbi Movik. The Rav Chochmosei Hemenu, and that is there's a mitzvah of Yire, and the mitzvah of Yire requires him that he should not uncover his head. Menei Aimosei Rotzoleim De Zilzuhu Shemegala Reishay Befonav. That he uncovers his head in front of the Rebbe, so it's a zilzul and kvod rabbi. Well, if he's since this is the reason. Even the Rebbe took off his tefillin first. Also, because there is a reason, because he's mezalzel bekvoid rabbi. Vimata atzmei k'tzas l'tzad acher. If he turns himself, he's not facing the Rebbe. V'zoyer milegalis reishoy befonot. And he's careful not to, that his head should not be uncovered. Nire de yesh lahakr b'chol gavne, then one could be mekel, ken kosev aprima godem. V'ayin sham oid, agavuche, there's a very interesting afikim aginem. The afikim aginem says, what if he puts on the tefillin b'fnei rabbi, so also he has to uncover his head. So he said, this is not called a zilzul, since by putting on the tefillin, he's mekabala levayu malchus shamayim, even though he's uncovering his head, but this uncovering is not a zilzul bifnei rabbi. Bain shamoy damash meminei, dimchil tzon tzomuch lachashecho, yesh lahachme b'chol gavne melach litzoysam koydem shachol atzrabi. What is, if it is right before night, and the Rebbe is there, and the Talmud is there, and he's taking off the tefillin to show that it's night already, and it's not allowed to wear tefillin. And the Rebbe is still wearing tefillin, so Memele, so this is a different zilzul. So this is pshat, he's like Meira Haloche Bifnei Rabbi. That means the Rabbi holds he can still wear tefillin, and he's taking it off. So that is also also the nira shemayr loch b'nei rabbi shegi zman elach loit bayin leelsem in chotei mashiksav shem shem apchim adot. So kaponim, so there are two inyonim. There's one Indian stamazoi to uncover his head in front of Rabbi Mulvik, and the second Indian. So but if he covers his head with a talus or with a kapel, so he's not uncovering his head, so they should be mutter. But there's another Indian, if the Rebbe is there and it's right before night, and he's taking off his tefillin, which shows that he's showing that it's time to take it off, and the Rebbe is still wearing it. So this is halacha of Meira, halacha bifnei rabbi. See if you'd beg. So you tzorich letefillin or mezuzah. A person needs tefillin, and he needs a mezuzah. Ben yoda imaseges liknoi shneim. He cannot afford to purchase both. His tefillin koidmen. So Tfilin is first. The mitzvah shebegufoy. Number one, it's a mitzvah that is begufoy. That means the mezuzah is on his house. But this is a mitzvah shebegufoy. That means his guf is wearing tfilin. This is a more choshev mitzvah. Number one. Number two, va'oid the kedushas tefillin l'mayla mikdushas mezuzah. Kedushas tefillin is l'mayla mikdushas mezuzah. So memela, so poshet is giving two reasons to acquire tefillin over mezuzahs. Number one, it's a mitzvah shebegufay. And number two, the kedusha of tefillin is greater than the kedusha of mezuzah. Chedlo b'simen lamedbei sidches. Miu, lididon, shein manichin rak b'shas krishma tefillin. But what is, we only put on tefillin, only b'shas krishma tefillin. Im efsha b'shailo, what is, if he can borrow tefillin, that means if it's possible, that means since we don't wear it the whole day, so it's possible to borrow tefillin from someone else, so then he could be mekayim both mitzvahs. He could be mekayim mitzvahs tefillin, and could borrow it, and mitzvahs mezuzah, he could buy a mezuzah, then his mezuzah kedem is the yevshe b'shaila. So that means, so he is saying that if it is impossible to be mekayim both, so then we have a klal mitzvah shebegufay odif. But if it's shayich to be mekayim mitzvahs tefillin, not by purchasing the tefillin, nor by buying the tefillin, then he should purchase a mezuzah. I saw something very interesting in the Afrike Meginim. The Afrike Meginim brings down such a shayla. What is if a person wears tefillin the whole day? He wears tefillin the whole day, so then he can't borrow it. So what is the halacha? So he says something very interesting. There are two nekudas, he says. Nekuda number one, he says, so l'chayre, he wears it the whole day, so now we'll say the same klal, it's a mitzvah shebegufay. So he says, no. The mitzvah shebegufay is that a person is to put on tefillin 1 minute a day. That's the mitzvah shebegufay that he's mechuyev to do. Wearing it a whole day is a choshev ezach, but we can't say this is a mitzvah shebegufay, a mitzvah that he's mechuyev to do, because he can be yaitzeh with 1 minute, number one. So mamela, he says, so he wants to wear tefillin the whole day. Very good. But mezuzah is more choshev. That means for a minute you can borrow tefillin, and now so it's a shalom for the rest of the day, or mezuzah is better. But then he says something else. The Mishnah Berurah brought down two reasons why tefillin is more choshev than mezuzah. Number one, it's a mitzvah shebegufay, and number two, it's more kodesh. It's more kodesh. Now, al tzaches ben av kodesh, so it's not a mitzvah shebegufay, but it's more kodesh. So he wants to say, we won't go into the complexities of his rayas, but he wants to say, amura dikizach, that be'emesin, mitzvah's mezuzah is a mitzvah tadiro. That means it's a mitzvah yemekayim every day of the week. Mitzvah's tefillin is not a mitzvah tadiro, Shabbos and Yom Tov Yopota. So memele, so in the inyan of toder, v'sheinei toder koidem, so mitzvahs, mezuzah is toder. So if it's a mitzvah shebegufay, forget about it. So that seems ways over toder. But he says if it's not a mitzvah shebegufay, not only mekudish, he says toder is adin de yaraise, mekudish is adin de rabbonon. So therefore he says that if he wants to wear tefillin the whole day, tovi ol habroche, but l'maise he should buy the mezuzah, because the mitzvah is toder, and it's not considered a mitzvah shebegufay if he borrows tefillin and wears it for a short period of time. So that's what he says. Pshat. Sif Yud Gimel. Menude u metzayra אסורים להניח תום דיקר, דה מצאירה איז, דיקר זה מצאירה, דיקר איז אמנות, דה פרסן הוא זה נידוי, איז אוסר להניח תום, דה מינס, person who's menuda, everyone has to be malchik for him. You're not allowed to sit in his daladamas, not you're allowed to be together with him. So such a person is not allowed to wear tefillin. That's what the Mechaba Paskin. Menuda mitzayre, ayin balechen chavudis, b'shach piradeis, b'shin lamedala, b'shach yachaynim, the poiskim lehepach. There's a suffix in the Gemara, and there's a suffix out to Paskin. Because of a prima godin, we inichu b'li b'loche. So the prima godin says, since it's a machloikis, so here the mechaba paskin, they should not. In Yeridei, he paskins, he should. So he should put on the tefillin without a b'loche, al mebir ha-gro mashma l'chor, the tzrizan l'vorech gamke. The goyin seems that we paskin like it says in Yeridei, namenude is mechuyim in tefillin, and he makes a b'loche. Simin lametes. Mi heim aksherim lichtev tefillin velikneis mehem. And we will see one of these halachas on Moiradik Negeya, all of us. Tefillin sheksovo an eved. If an eved knani wrote tefillin, oi isha, or a woman wrote tefillin, oi kotten, or a kotten, afilu igia lechinuch, oi kusi, or a goy, ay mumma la vaydes kilulem, ay moysa la anosem, a person is a mumma or is a mosa, that means he gives over money of a yid, he's a moysa to ta'akum, psulem, so the apostle to write tefillin, midachsiv, ukshar tom, ukhsav tom. So we darshan kol she'enei bekshire. Now, the first few cases, there's no chiyev kshire by an eveknani, by an isha, by a kotten. So there's no chiyev kshire. So what we have is this hekesh, whoever is not mechuyev in kshire, whoever is mechuyev in kshire is capable of writing. Whoever is not mechuyev in kshire is not capable of writing. And there's a second in Aini Maminbo. He doesn't believe. He's a mumma. He doesn't believe in mitzvah's kshira. Is Aini Bixiva. He's not capable to write tefillin. Now, tefillin, v'hu adin, sefer teire, umezuzah. They also have the same din. You need a baal kshira. Aisha. V'hu adin, tumtum vandreigenis. Which is a suffix isha, the aim bechval suffix isha, a cotton. Now we're going to be marich in the din of a cotton. V'kivin the alfina mikro. We learn out from a posik that you need a bar kshire, bo'ini sheyei davke godel mamish. So we have to know clearly that he's a godel. Dahainu, what does that mean that he's a godel? Shehevi shtei sa'aris, that he brought two sa'aris, ache shehu ben yud gimel shonen. That means we had mentioned in the beginning of the week that the sa'aris start growing before the bar mitzvah, but they don't have the shear. There's missing a little from the shear, and when he becomes a ben yud gimel, so normally the sages grow a little bit more, and he gets the shear, then he becomes a godel. So that is, if I know I was baidik him, and I know clearly that he has two sages. Avol im sofik lonu, im hevi shtei sages. There's a sofik. That he, if he has shtei saris, posel lichtoiv, so he's posel to write. Now, let us explain one reason why he's posel. That means as follows. So, be'emesin, roiv bar mitzvah bochrem, do bring saris by the bar mitzvah. And that's called chazoke derove. Mi shebo lechlal shanim bo lechlal simonim. That is a klal. That means that roiv of the bar mitzvah bochim are like this. But there is a miyut hamotzui. That means normally we go bosa roiv. Roiv, so we rely on roiv. But this is a miyut hamotzui. That means that it is motzui that a miyut of bochim do not bring sarah. So therefore, when it comes to a din d'yeraisa, we don't rely on roiv. Because there's a miyut hamotzui that don't bring sarah. When it's negeya, a din d'rabbonon, so then we rely on roiv. So that's as we mentioned in the beginning of the week. So therefore, when it comes to daven for the omid, which is a din d'rabbonon, when it comes to say zimon, which is a din d'rabbonon, so then we are soimach and roiv, and we assume, since he is a bar mitzvah bocha, we assume that mesame he brought saris, he brought simonim. But when it comes to a din d'raisa, we mentioned, like, let's say, to be moitzi and isha, the kiddush, so kiddush is a d'raisa, so memela, then we don't rely on chazok et d'rove. And the same thing over here, to be kosher, to write tefillin and mezuzahs and sefer Torah, we don't rely on chazok et d'rove, and therefore it is it's possible. That means I don't have a birur of roiv. Chazal said I cannot rely on roiv. Now this is moiridik negeya. Let's say a person makes achnasa sefer Torah and he wants to be mechaber the pesazoi. He has two sons, one is 14, one is 15. The pesazoi, he wants them. He wrote a sefer, he wants them to fill in an ois. So it's right from Poshe. Because a sefer Torah, you also need a godel. And Kolzman, I don't have a biru that he's a godel. You can't be mechaber him to write an ois. Others are makel that since it's outlined, so theoretically you have an ois without the cotton. That means, not every ois is like that, but al kaponim, many oisies, the minute they're outlined, since there is no shear for the thickness of the ois. So one of the lines we can use already as a chelik of the ois. Others are makel when it's outlined. By a yud, I think it's not so push it. A yud that's outlined. What? Yeah, but a yud outlined could be, does not look like a yud. Kolzman, it's, others say a yud is different. A yud is a postal of ois. Kolzman, you don't fill it in. So others want to say, if you mechabed you for ois, take a yud, if you can get it. Because that's called a ksiva. Yeah, I'll kapon him. So memel is like this. So now we have, so this is a shrek. So I will imsofik love it. And Shevi said, when is he a godel? When he has these two factors. He's 13 years old, and I know, He brought shtei saris. Avol im sofik lono, im hevi shtei saris, posol lichtoi. Im loy shenis malei zekonoi. But if I see that that means he has a full beard. Now, full beard means as follows. Vahainu sheyesh riboy seyo bizkonoi. That means the beard is, there's a lot of hair on the beard. Avshem ktanim moid. But his whole face, that means the rib of his face, is covered with the beard. So that's a simen that if he has a beard, he's zicher brought simonim. That's a simen that he brought simonim because a beard comes later after the simonim. So if he has a full beard, so by mail then I know he is a godel. God is a biralochem. That Kler's a shayla, that he says like this. This is called This is called Sares Gedoilois. Sares Gedoilois Meshet Tzidei Aponim Mitzad Hasanto. That means you have long hairs that are coming out from the side, not the whole side, but you have long hairs coming out of the side and from underneath the chin. So this could be also as a locha of Nismale Zekona, even though it's not Nismale Zekona, and this could be a simon and godless. Now, yeah. Oisha Avru Roiv Shinoisov. Now, a second case that he's a godel if he's 36 years old. That means that, so then, even though he didn't bring simonim, but I can assume he's a godel. Or the simone soris will come up with simon non heisifei. That means as follows. If I know he's a soris, a soris will never bring shtei soris. He doesn't have these simone godless. So if he has simonim that he's a soris, so then the zoinin of being boidik, there's only being boidik if he has saris, because he'll never, a saris becomes a godel without saris. The yesh ligoil. Now he says one should scream. Basayfrim shemenichim lenorim lichtev tefillin. The Seifrim go and have apprentices. They have bocherim that write tefillin. The aim medagdikim imeviu simone godless aloy. They were not mevarev de gedoilim. Bain lel besimin lamet beis if kodem kugimah shekasanu shem halavush. The lavush said, mamesh, these seifrim who take bochrim as apprentices, he says, olu oisem alechas Hashem beremiyah, mamesh, he screams terribly, meinyin zev, v'ayim bebir alochim. Lechinuch, even though he's a gil lechinuch, b'emesaf alo godoloi, even though he's not the Gilech, and he's 13 years old, called Man Shalayadin and Shaevish Teistaris, Achle Inyan Godel, Im Acha Kach Bedaknu, Matsona Sheyeshlish Teistaris, Tolinin Shaoyle Gamkein Beisaksiva. Very interesting then. If you avoid the Kaleid and you see he has now Teistaris, I can assume that they were there, Bishas. He became a godel. Mashenkim bekotten the ena meil osaris. Now, there's a very, the biralocha brings down a very interesting machlokes. Now, this is a shrek. So that means he was speaking about Seifrim. And Seifrim went and they took Bochrim and they taught them how to write and they wrote to him. And so now the shaila is if one can use these tefillin. So well, we say you can't use the tefillin. Kozman, you won't buy it. The shaila is what happens if you can't be mevara. There's a svara of the noida b'yuda. Before we mentioned, why don't you rely on chazoke? So the prima godem says you don't rely on chazoke because. You don't rely on chazoke because there's a miut hamotzui that don't bring saris. The Neidu Yudah says a different svar. The Neidu Yudah says a svar called heiche de ike levare mevarerinen. A mirdike svar. That means b'emesin there's a roiv. And I could be saying mechan roiv. But if you could be mevarer, you should be mevarer. And therefore, you shouldn't be Seimech and Revi, we could be Mevar. So the Neidu B'yuda says, if now the one who wrote these tefillin, or the one who wrote the Ois and the Sefer Torah is not here anymore. I don't know who he is, I don't know where he is, I can't be Mevar now. So the Neidu B'yuda says, with the Yevit, it's kosher. According to the Svar of the Prima Godem, because there's a Miyat HaMotzeh, but the Yevit will also be possible. So the Kitzel is a Mordika Machloikis, with the Yevit, if someone of a mitzvah bocher wrote, and he's not here now to be Mavara, so the Yevit holds with the Yevit it's kosher, the Prima Godem holds with the Yevit it's possible. Now, fine. Oi kusi kein zorch leima, a kusi de begilumen, belav hochi posu, shen kaisev lishma, but a kusi seems does right lishma. Oi mumma la vaydes gilulim. He's a mumma ta vaydes ore. The bezehu ke mumma lechol ha-teira. So that means if he's a mumma ta vaydes ore, that means he believes in another koyach. So that we learn out from a pasuk, he has a din like if he's a mamin and avoyde zore, or he's an oved avoyde zore, so he has a din, he's a mumma l'chol ha-teira kula, the bezeu ke mumma l'chol ha-teira, so it's called, he's not a mamin b'kshire. He's not mamin b'kshire. So a person is not mamin b'kshire, it's possible b'kshire. Vodini mumma l'chol ha-shabes b'zach. Hesye, he's mechalo Shabbos b'fares. That's tafke b'fares. That means in front of 10 people who'll be mechalo Shabbos. Aval me mumar l'shara veres. He's a mumar l'shara veres. That means he eats chazer and other veres. But he's not, what? Chas v'shom l'shara, if it was done, is it kosher or not? He is not on the top 10 to get him for a cipher. About kahon neshals b'diav. Yeah, 100%. Ye'av ami mumma l'shar ha-beiris kaimolam. The mumma l'dava echu l'hava mumma l'chol ha-teire kule. Levad ime oisa l'hachas. Unless he does it l'hachas. That means that what he eats. The matter is why he eats chaza. If he eats chaza because it's cheaper, he's a mumma l'tei ovoim. Good, he doesn't want to eat something better. What? So now he went so in there, but before he was kosher. Yeah, l'chayre. Yeah, So this is very interesting. That means he doesn't have a din of a goy. He doesn't wear tefillin. Why doesn't he wear tefillin? Yeah, it's too difficult to wear tefillin. He's too busy. He doesn't have time. The su ain't no bak shire. Levadi ma yuzel rak mumma l'tei ovim. Kagoyin shaholach. Levadi ma yuzel. No, I'm sorry. He said like this. He said like this, that a mumma l'dava echod does not have a din mumma. Levad, if he's a mumma l'tfila, sheni meniach tfila, filo mei no isa l'ach l'achis, he doesn't do this l'ach, it's possible. The suay neno bak shire, because he doesn't like tfila. Levad, lozer rak mumma l'tiyovin, kegayim, but if he doesn't like tfila, because difficult for him. Then shaholach hachasok, if he's busy, adayin u'bechlar bakshira. B'cholze hu le'inyin di'evin. Now that's what the Olam spoke about. Ablach hatchile, yesh lahach mishlonich lishkez elikstay. Istam, yesh machmin mafilu b'mumul te'yom. Mafilu b'cherim oim zimal gabi, v'im le'shichtem l'shmavai b'birolach. Kosa b'chim megodim, da'filu hu mumul l'chalo shabiz b'fahes yit ikisar d'rabonim. That we said a mumma l'chalo Shabbos is a din of a mumma l'chalo teire kule, even if he's only mechalo Shabbos in Yisrei the Rabbon, kei mukze, leitzol ha-kalmet, yesh lachmal kaponu l'chatchile, shorinich elich tevstam, t'ubudye v'tzorachim, yeh, d'afilu, oi, b'yamos, afilu t'yom l'vadcho l'pamecho, shein ikshire, b'evet vish v'kusi, ein muzer al akshire, v'kodmam shigir l'chinach, רבונו בעלמא, וחלילו למען אפילו קודם רואים את הגב ותראה שיהיו לשמות.